This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Farmer Time, the American family farmer, and Manner is speaking the health, the backbone of the nation around America. Agriculturalists are so important. And it's time for us to hold politicians and other people, some of the big corporations, responsible, hold their feet to the fire, hold them accountable for the dilapidated food system that we are developing in our country that's not based on the American family farmer anymore and local food. It just isn't. It's just big corporation. They call that farm progress. No, not as far as I'm concerned. We are in the purpose of this program, understanding or reviewing what it is that I'm trying to do here is to overview problems that you may have as an American family farmer running a farm business, the locavores who support what we do, our listeners, about food and family and the farm. So the election, as I look at some of the news this week, there still is this focus on the election, the important ag issues. Actually, that was part of the program last week. And the podcast that is up this week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, we took a look at the results of the election, and I want to spend a little bit more time on that. But as long as I'm talking about the last podcast that's up there, they're all in order, and we give you a little information, a little insight as to what the podcast is about. Winter weather is the focus of part of our conversation on last week's American Family Farmer and in this week's podcast, the effect it'll have on crops next year. And then we did spend a lot of time talking about the midterm election. Also a conversation with Lauren Palmer, who is the owner of Bloomsbury Organic Farm. She was very inspiring, I thought. She has a lot of college experience and degrees, but she comes from the farm. Her background is in social work and also being on the farm. So she's created this neat organic farm. She's got a lot of community involvement in it. She built the farm herself from the ground up, sells her organic vegetables at farmers markets all over the place, and has expanded the farm since she got started about 7-8 years ago. It was a nice story. It was a great story. News. And so you'll benefit from it, listening to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I also opine over the Department of Transportation requirements for livestock and produce haulers, which is ridiculous. I'm just so damn sick of the government. And all every time you turn around, the government this, the government that, and they don't make things safer or better. They're just collecting. It's like the toll taker having an office or booth at the end of your driveway. It's disgusting. All right, so let's get to what some people think are the benefits of having the Trump administration, the tariffs, and the trade war. I was looking at the review of some of the farmers, some of this stuff. This is actually something that I saw on the Yahoo website. It's not where you necessarily go for farm information. The story of Trent Loss, who is a sixth-generation Nebraska farmer. He described the farm and ranch community there as the most resilient community that we have. And I think generally he was speaking about all farmers. Yes, we are a resilient group. He says we understand that we take care of creation. And by taking care of the land, the water, the produce, the essentials of life, food, fiber, pharmaceuticals, fuel, that all comes from our toil and from the soil. We understand that we are willing to suffer short-term pain for long-term gain. And that's how he refers to the trade wars, the policies, some of the things that we get from the government. I was just speaking about what is unwanted, and he speaks to that as well. He says, we don't need aid, we need fair trade. And he's right, we don't need. The worst thing that has happened to the farmer is to have the government involved. The milk department is the mess. The best example I come up with is the mess created by having the pools, the regional pools. The New England pool, for example, sets the price of milk artificially low because that's all that Suiza and Dean Foods wants to pay for it. So they dictate the price, and that's why all the milk came in from Canada. The government has made a mess of agriculture, like they made a mess. And yet we turn to them, they suck you in by all of these various programs, and we give you grants and do this, that, and the other thing. It's not a good scenario. Anyway, this fellow Luce goes on to talk about the soybeans that are going to China, how much we sold, how much we're not going to sell now. But he talks about finding different markets. And that's really the job of people. Farmers have just farmed. And when I grew up, farmers were farmers. They didn't have to sell the produce. They didn't have to promote it. I remember my second family was, that's where I learned about farming. And one of the things they did was grow lots of potatoes. Every year, they would grow acres and acres. I can remember cutting the potatoes for planting. Acres and acres of potatoes on some great, really great land. And they'd harvest them in the fall. And because they were in charge, as many, especially New England farmers, northeastern farmers often were the school bus drivers, school bus operators. So this family farm also ran the school buses in Framingham, the town I grew up in. And in the fall, after the potatoes were harvested, they would have little signs, little things they'd hand out to the kids on the bus, saying the Mayos have this year's potato crop. We're ready to deliver. Call us. Take your order, and we'll deliver the potatoes to you. And they would deliver baskets and the pickup trucks every day after they get home before they milk the cows. They'd bring the potatoes to the various people around town who were buying them. And it was a good business, actually. Good way to promote. Can you imagine something like that happening now, where somebody driving something like a school bus has a farm, and they gave a flyer out to some kids on the bus saying, you know, you can buy your potatoes from us, just give us a call. But that's the way it used to be, and that's the way it ought to be. And so that was a way of finding a market. And now we're trying to, I'm using that as an example, we're trying to find markets for our products that aren't going to go to some of the other areas that it used to because of the trade wars. Can we live through it? Yeah, we live through it, but it's exasperating. It certainly is exasperating. 14 after the hour. Here's something that will help you out a lot. Those of you who want to leave a great lasting impression, this is for people everywhere. The folks at Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, want you to know how to transform your smile. Doesn't make any difference what you do for a living. The smile is a very important entree, a gateway into how you get along, how people see you. Super white smile, super important. There are a lot of products that have been tried out in the marketplace to get rid of stains from coffee and tea, red wine, smoking, that sort of thing. How many of you have used whitening strips and you found your teeth to be very sensitive after you pull the tray out for the whitening products that you put in the tray? Take you an hour to do that. Well, now you have a 5-minute solution to the problem of whitening your smile. Power Swabs, available only by calling 800-208-1797. Each week, 5 minutes, swab your teeth. They'll get whiter, stay whiter. It's a bright white smile you'll have. Great for jobs, great for romance, great for everything. Power Swabs, clinically studied, the patented tooth detergent, whitening agent, lightens up those stains in just 5 minutes. 800-208-1797 is the only way to get Power Swabs at 50% off. That's right, 50% off the retail price by dialing 800 208-1797 and using the DJV code.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. Understanding next year's plans can be stressful. Starting your online research early can make it easier. Local resources and friends and family can also help. Rebecca Rabbit is with Express Scripts.
Open enrollment happens once a year, so this is your chance to make sure next year's plan fits your current financial and health needs. As we age and our medication needs change, choosing a Medicare prescription drug plan, known as Part D, is increasingly important. The choices we make now may impact how much we pay for medications in the future, particularly those we use on a regular basis to treat and manage chronic conditions. Online research is a great place to start. Reaching out to friends and family if you need help, particularly as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, is a great way to make sure you can choose next year's plan with confidence.
For more information, visit roadmapformedicare.com and medicare.gov.
Time now for us to get into a conversation about something a lot of farmers are wrestling with, and that's to automate more of the work, the picking of produce, an area where it has been, where a lot of robots have come into the fore, milking cows now, done robotically. We welcome in Paul Bissett, who is a Wall Streeter, actually. He left New York and became a computation scientist. What in the world, Paul, is a computation scientist?
Computation scientist is an oceanographer that plays with computers.
Aha. So how do you take your stripes from NOAA and NASA, people like that, and turn them into something that can be used on the farm?
Well, so years ago, I became an oceanographer building large-scale, massively parallel computer simulations for global carbon cycling. And in doing that, we were predicting the color and clarity of the water, and the Navy said, man, I need some of that. So they picked me up, and I started working for the Navy for about a decade. And through that process, began building sensors for aircraft and satellites that would take pictures of the water and tell you how deep it is and what's on the bottom and, you know, where mud is and where sand is on beaches, so that they could help move people from onshore or offshore to onshore. That equipment, those imagers, made lots of data. You can imagine, you know, your iPhone today takes a picture, and we took thousands of those, and back then we had to store them on big computers and then pass them around the internet. And so, you know, each step of the way is kind of a twisted path, but I was doing things for others that had applications associated with them. And eventually we developed a large-scale cloud computing company that was purchased and had done a bunch of vision systems, and those vision systems and cloud computing systems actually feed into robotics. And so I'm starting to work with a company here in Tampa, Florida, to look for strawberries and pick strawberries, a company that's been around for about 5 years, and they needed some help, and I was more than happy to jump in and help them.
So we're going to focus on robotics, starting with how you pick strawberries, and see how broad we can make automation on the farm and if it's good or not. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, concentrating mostly on the growth and development of Jersey heifers on my farm. I've done a lot of haying the last 4 or 5 years since I got rid of my big dairy herd. I don't need to support myself, so I'm selling a lot of hay. But I am very seriously in the process of converting to hemp, growing hemp on a lot of the land that I have. It requires a lot of different tools, and I don't know how much of it can be automated. We'll find out. Paul Vissett is here with us. He is the COO of Harvest Robotics. Harvest Crow Robotics, C-R-O-O. What's the impact of that? Crew. What is it? Harvest, how do you pronounce it?
Crew. Harvest Crew.
Harvest Crew. As in C-R-E-W, in a manner of speaking. Why that name?
In a minute.
Sorry, yeah, what does that signify?
Well, CRU stands for Computerized Robotic Optimized Obtainer, and really it's about replacing a human crew, harvesting crew, with a robotic crew. So it was another way to go after that. That sort of name.
So are there, this is, you were talking about working with a strawberry producer, the largest manufacturer, it's almost like a manufacturing company, Driscoll Farm, or Farms, largest grower of fruits in the country, maybe in the world, have hydroponics mostly as their standard, and they have a lot of automation as well. To collect the fruits that they're growing. Is this a move to make fruits and vegetables that we eat every day more affordable? How will this impact the farm in terms of using these machines, buying them, servicing them, keeping them? How is that not more or just as much of a problem as having a human being doing this stuff?
Well, that would be a problem. If you look at today's business model for strawberry farmers, they really don't own equipment to harvest their fruits. They contract out for services with a human crew, either a domestic crew, or in the case of Florida, which is 80% H-2A labor, a foreign crew that comes in and harvests their fruit. That business model lends itself to a robotics as a service business where we would do the same sort of thing, bring robots onto the farm and pick the fruit.
How do they look? What kind of I'm kind of curious. I'm going to go to your website. What is this? Does it move on its own? You have to move. I guess I'm trying to visualize or get a picture in the head of the people listening as to what they're actually, what the machine looks like and how is it operated. Does somebody just push a button and it does everything? How does this all work?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Imagine a 25,000-pound vehicle moving through the field, and underneath it are hanging 16 spinning robots that reach down and gently pick a strawberry every 3 seconds.
How does it know there's a strawberry? I'm going to get silly with my questions. Forgive me. How does it know that there's a strawberry there? What sort of sensing devices did you?
Yeah, so the way they pick strawberries today, it's pretty simple. Is, you know, somebody moves the leaves out of the way and spinning their hand around these leaves to move the leaves out of the way, they use their two eyeballs to say, well, that looks like a good piece of fruit. And then they reach out, they grab that fruit, and they put just the right amount of tension on the stem and then turn it real quickly to pull the calyx off of the stem without damaging the fruit or the plant, and they put it in a package. And we do about the same thing.
This is so foreign to me because I just grew up doing all the work, and white guys wouldn't do the work, and now I can't find people from anywhere supposedly to do the work. Let's talk about that in a different angle of looking at this. Paul Bissett from Harvest Crew Robotics here, talking about robotics on the farm.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Have you ever had a blast of head pain after a bite of ice cream?
That's commonly called a brain freeze or an ice cream headache. And us doctors, we call that a cold stimulus headache.
Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Amal Starling says ingesting cold substances like ice cream too fast causes blood vessels to rapidly change in size.
There are blood vessels that are inside the mouth and the back of the throat. And then when they are rapidly exposed to something very cold, they constrict or become smaller, and then they become larger. And when those blood vessels rapidly change size like that, it activates the pain receptors.
These blasts typically last only a few seconds and aren't dangerous. Dr. Starling has a tip to help avoid the headache.
If you're drinking something that's cold, like a chocolate milkshake, just drink it with a smaller straw and drink it nice and slow.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The death toll has increased in Northern California's Camp Fire. The remains of 8 more people have been found, bringing the total to 56. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
All 8 of those human remains were found in the Paradise area. 6 were found inside structures. 2 were found outside of structures.
The fire is now 35% contained. 3 have died in Southern California's Woolsey Fire, which is 52% contained. Governor Jerry Brown on the reasons for the increasing number of catastrophic fires.
It's not one thing. It's how people live, it's where they live, and it's the changing climate, the drought. And the truth is, and I don't want to be giving any happy time news, we're going to have more difficulties.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Paul Bissette is here with us from Harvest Crow Robotics. Crow Crew, I keep doing the crow because of the crow, even though it's crew. C-R-O-O, which is a euphemism for the kind of robotics that may hold the key to our sustainable food future. Why is that? Why do we need these things?
So if you look at the people who have traditionally harvested our fresh fruits and vegetables, they've been migrants in the United States for the last couple hundred years, to be honest with you. In between the increase in economic opportunities in all of the countries that have brought supplied those migrant workers, and the aging of the population, the supply of those people to pick those fruits and vegetables for us is dwindling, and it's dwindling at an ever-increasing rate. They're just not there. And if you look at the population forecasted through 2040 and 2100, it's only going to get worse.
Isn't it amazing? We see all these people, and we have all these discussions about legal immigration, illegal immigration, all the jobs that there are here. I did not grow up with the experience you just described. I grew up in a farming community that was all white. They were all men, a few women here and there, but mostly men, and they all did the work that you've just described. And it wasn't until maybe the last 35, 40 years that there's been an influx of Hispanic influence, Jamaican influence here in my neck of the woods, and they only come, as you said, they're part of the government programs. They are around sometimes only a couple of months to pick the harvest. But that wasn't the case. I never saw a black man or Hispanic or anybody working on a farm in my region of the country until I was well in my late 20s, early 30s. And so I know that it's happened that way elsewhere. I'm just making an observation. And now we talk about all the people who are on unemployment. And I just don't get it. I mean, it's not what we're really talking about, but I just don't get why there is a problem when you see these many people on government programs as we have. Anyway, having said that, this is a need that somehow or other has been created. We never create products until there's a need. You saw a need. You cleverly created this machine that is now just picking strawberries. But I can imagine you could use the same sort of thing, just to tweak it a little, for raspberries, blueberries, right? I mean, you could use this for almost any kind of fruit and vegetable.
Certain ones that, you know, have the same motion where you reach out and you grab it and then put it in the package. It has adjacent markets in the United States of apples and apricots and things on the ground like cucumbers and squash or fresh tomatoes.
Yeah, right. All right, so if you can, you feel free to comment on what I said about all of the immigrants, illegal and legal, coming into our country and working on farms. You say that that's not going to be enough, even though we seem to think that we're getting swamped with migrants coming into our country. They're all like they were coming out of an anthill. But where are they working? Go ahead.
I know it may seem like that, but if you just look at the economics, like I said, Florida and the Southeast, 80% of the farm labor is H-2A, meaning somebody goes out of country and scoops up 150 people and says, come here and work. Mm-hmm. Between 2009 and 2013, of the 12 million migrants, both illegal and otherwise, in the United States, we lost 1 million people going back across the border to Mexico. And it's not us estimating that. This Pew Research report, you can go look it up. Going back across the border because of economic opportunities in Mexico. In this segment of the industry in the United States, we have a real labor problem. And this year on Gary's farm, one of the co-founders, we lost almost $1 million in fruit that was left on the ground because we lost one of our H-2A contractors. Mm-hmm. It didn't get picked.
Yeah. So now you don't have to worry about that. That's a great question in and of itself. What about waste? What about the as you said, a lot of fruit gets left not picked properly. The machines are tooled to not leave anything behind, right? So is there less of a waste problem using these things?
Well, we're still in the process of, you know, finalizing prototypes and getting them commercialized. It is our expectation that we will be able to clear more of the fruit and be able to separate it so it doesn't get wasted. That's our hope and our goal.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of people, so it took 30 people to do what one of these machines does. How many people does it take to operate the machine?
Our goals is to actually have one person operate 10 of these things. And then have a support staff of a couple people, but they share it over a larger number of vehicles as, you know, the picking claws get cleaned, and on a daily basis we do the operations and maintenance of it.
I keep chuckling because this is so, the reason I wanted to have you here, it's the antithesis of farming as far as I'm concerned. When I think of farming, I think of people baling hay, people plowing fields, people in all of these, you know, the newer tractors are all loaded with all kinds of computers. You just sit in it, you start it, you can take a nap, and it'll do all of the work for you. It's kind of like flying a plane today. Nobody really is flying the plane. It flies itself. So Can we envision robotics? I know in dairying we've had an influx, a large influx, in some of the, because these now these dairy farms, these huge, awful, terrible places where there are thousands of cows, they don't even have people milking them. They have them, they go into a milking parlor and there's a robotic milker. And it just, you know, it seems to take, I guess, the romance. I'm a romantic farmer, Paul. And these damn things take all the romance out of farming. Huh?
No, I got it. So one of the Gary's taglines of why he did it is because he wanted to make farming fun again. In our case, the labor problem is so extreme, and managing the labor is so difficult that it's just not fun to be a farmer. And the costs are increasing 20% a year, and there's fewer and fewer people who are willing to work at what we need to get done.
I'll give you that. It's less fun. Again, in the dairy business, it's been ruined by one big company and one organization and the government together. And that reminds me, because the government is everywhere. What does the government say about this, these machines? How you have to build them to any kind of standard, or do they leave you alone because there's no human beings involved and you pick the stuff and market it as you will?
I suspect that they will step in at some point in time. Certainly there'll be some regulations about cleanliness of the equipment and food safety. At the moment, they kind of left us alone.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll do so until some point in time there's a demonstrated problem.
Yeah, exactly. So this thing all the way around, and then let's talk about that, the food safety issue, quality controlling. What happens? Just take us through, if you will. The machine goes out into the field. Do you leave it out, or does it come in at night? What do you do with the machine when it's not being used during dark hours? You can use it during daylight hours, or can you pick 24 hours a day with this machine?
Actually, in our case, we're going to pick overnight.
It's
less likely to be bruised under cooler temperatures, and we actually save energy in the coolers. We have to get that fruit off the plant, into a package, onto a truck, into the cooler in about an hour. That's the scale and pace of operations today. Mm-hmm. And it's got to get down to 34 degrees so that it can sit on the shelf in your grocery store for a week.
Yeah.
That's
another thing. Whether it actually still has value after it's been trucked around for a week is a question. How much of it goes into facilities that will freeze the fruit or the vegetables? A lot of people think that that's a better way of doing it. Pick them and freeze them, and they're much better for you than the stuff that's supposedly fresh that's trucked across the country.
Well, the government guidelines are 5 cups of fresh fruits and vegetables a day.
Right.
And if you think back in time, most of our fruits and vegetables came to us canned and then frozen because of the difficulties of getting them to the market. There's a lot of movement afoot to accelerating the amount of fresh fruits and vegetables we eat, not providing less and forcing us back into canned or frozen food. In the strawberry markets, about 10% goes to what they call processed or frozen food.
I'm looking at it. I'm going to have to. I'm so fascinated by this. Looking at pictures of the machine, it looks like you took the elements of. You must have taken some core. What's the chassis? Do you have a tractor in there someplace? I see wheels.
Our Berry 4 platform was actually a farming aid for strawberries that was modified for us. Berry 5 is a complete custom designed and built vehicle that's all electric with a small diesel engine that provides power to the electric motors throughout the vehicle. You could think of it as a really big Prius.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, if you pick up the light shields and looked at all the spinning robots around the plants, you may wonder if they're not a transformer in there. It can be quite an operation.
Yeah. We're bringing you, use your vivid imagination. Go to Harvest Crew, HARVESTCROO.com, to get a gander at this. We'll pause for a moment and then spend another minute or so with Mr. Bissett. We were talking about fruits and vegetables, perfect entree into what Texas Superfoods has done for you in creating this complete organic line. It isn't, well, it's a line. They have a lot of great products that you can see at TexasSuperfood.com. The main one that has me intrigued is the one I'm using every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic, available by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Get their full line of nutritional products. Try them all out. But start with Texas Superfood Complete Organic. See how it makes you feel, what it does to your body. It's a superb product. Really, a lot of great stuff there. It's awesome. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Vehicle-to-everything communication technology, or V2X, is poised to change the way cars operate in the very near future. Numerous automakers are working on V2X systems, some of which already are available. Amongst those automakers is Ford, which thinks it one day could eliminate traffic lights. Ford will trial an intersectional priority management, or IPM, system on the streets of the United Kingdom. The system will demonstrate that cars don't have to stop at intersections or traffic lights. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
My feet are so cold.
Oh, I thought I heard someone's teeth chattering. Your feet are cold because you're wearing ordinary socks. You should try what I'm wearing, Heat Holders. They're the warmest socks out there.
Heat Holders are the warmest socks around. Independent lab tests prove it. A proprietary 3-stage process makes Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. Pamper your feet. Go to heatholders.com, use the code BLIZZARD, and get 15% off your order and receive free shipping on a purchase of $25 or more. That's code BLIZZARD at heatholders.com.
Paul Bissett is here with us from Harvest Crew Robotics. So when you try to sell this to other farmers, do they look at you like you're crazy? Or are they embracing what you do when they come watch this thing work? What do farmers say?
So funny enough, we have about 70% of the strawberry industry that are actually investors in the company.
Really?
What they're telling us is, excuse me, what they're telling us is if you don't get to market soon, we're going to go out of business.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
you mean their farms are going to go out of business because they can't get pickers.
Exactly. The other thing is that the labor rates in California, which is where most of the strawberries are grown, they're going up really, really fast due to minimum wage laws. And,
it's crazy. Yeah. The government again. The government. They should get paid what they deserve. They should be in some kind of incentive to pay them for how many boxes of fruit they pick during the day, but that's not going to happen. So all the fruit is stored in this machine until you get to some point, then it's transferred. I mean, I don't want to get too much into the operational thing, but you move them. At some point, humans have to be involved in this, right? When you pick them, do humans get involved in sorting them and packing them?
Our goal is no. We'll do that automatically. We do need some humans involved in moving them at the moment from the vehicle to the trucks to the cooler.
Yeah.
We hope to someday replace those too.
All right. Robotics. The farm is changing, man. It sure is. Paul Bissett from Harvest Crow Robotics at harvestcrow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. I want to talk, I guess I'm thinking about these robotics and what goes on with robotics and how the educational level of people who are working on the farm, who are working in the production of food in our country, how it all has changed. I said, if you heard me a little while ago, the romance of being on the farm certainly is being swept away. I don't want it to be gone from my farm, and I won't buy the new tractors. I just rely on the older stuff because I think it's more reliable. Having said that, though, there are a lot of people that are coming around that are helping educate me on doing things better and smarter. One of the best fields for new college graduates appears to be agriculture and developing products like this gentleman who was just on with us. I noticed here in Massachusetts, because it's cranberry time, it's for Thanksgiving, all the cranberries harvested and that sort of thing, and there's a new machine that has been developed to basically get the cranberries out of the bogs in a more efficient way, 60% more efficient than was the case even 5-6 years ago. But now there are people who are in this business who are not farmers, they're business people, doing a lot of growing, and there are good employment opportunities for people who are college graduates that want to get into agriculture, management, the business of farming. It may be the doing of farming. A lot of the people we specialize in bringing to you on this program are folks who have gone through school, they want to go back to the farm or go to the farm, and they take their expertise mostly in the promotion department, using social media, that kind of stuff, but also learning how to run a business, which is one of the problems farmers have always had because they weren't great business people. So if you're looking for one of the best fields in the future, and you want to go to college, agriculture is certainly a pretty good choice. In a moment, a thought about where we're going, where the Farm Bill is going to help us get someplace that'll make your farm more viable. That coming up in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm going to share something with you that I am working on my farm. I have 114 acres on the home farm, another 19 or 20 acres that is in proximity to it that I use for grazing, that sort of thing. Most of the land on the farm itself is for grazing purposes for the animals. But I use about 800 acres in and around central Massachusetts to grow hay. I used to grow a lot of corn. I don't so much anymore. But what I am going to start doing as soon as next year is grow hemp. Hemp, by the way, is the unification in the conference committee of dealing with hemp, making it legal everywhere. Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader in the Senate, has put his clout behind legalizing hemp as an agricultural commodity. He's leading the effort to remove hemp from the controlled substances list. Marijuana will come off that list as well in the next few years. But right now, hemp is it. It's a very productive, very, very good. It's hard to get the equipment to harvest it and do something with the oil, which is the main component. But there are a lot of other things you can do with it. So what I'm suggesting to you now, this hemp is legal in all 50 states, but they're trying to do other things that will make it easier for farmers to produce and process the hemp. I mean, he's from Kentucky, and there's big business down there. I just talked to a guy yesterday who's growing 6,500 acres of hemp down there. So it is it's legal. It's important to try to make our farms more viable. And this is what I'm going to do on a lot of the lease land that I have. So maybe I pass it along to you as a suggestion in my comment portion of this program to consider growing hemp. I think you'll find that there's almost an endless market for it. That's what I'm finding. 59 past the hour in the American Family Farmer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.